Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, my loves. Happy. Okay, yes, today is totally not Wednesday. So, yes, this is a little surprise upload because of the fact that I have been gone the past week or two. And we're totally going to get into why or where I have been actually and kind of the place that I'm currently in right now. And we're also going to get into the main topic of today, which is going to be kind of a rant-like talk on how authenticity triggers people. And I think that this is such an important topic. I just felt led to talk about it. I'm sure it's going to help someone. So let's get into the little updates as per usual. So yes, like I said, today is not Wednesday. And I feel like I've been going through a spiritual sort of, I don't want to call the word awakening, but I guess for lack of a better term, sort of a spiritual awakening where I'm sort of in the process of figuring out what I want to do. I'm undoing a lot of things and kind of unlearning a lot of things. And it has been a challenge in all transparency between you and I, because I feel like all of the progress that I was making as far as me being super consistent on YouTube and things, you know, I feel like I get so caught up in living my quote unquote regular life that I struggle sometimes out of nowhere to have that sort of work-life balance. And I'm being super transparent with you guys in saying that because it really is the actual truth, right? I was talking to one of my friends the other day and I said, isn't it amazing how you can do something every day, right? You can go to the gym every single day. You can, you know, work out and do all these things. You can have your routine that you've been keeping up with and you don't do it one day. And you're just like, oh, like I missed a day. Then you're like, ah, that wasn't that bad. Maybe I can miss another day. And then next thing you know, it's like you're spiraling and you're struggling to get back on the bandwagon that you once were on before. And it's just so interesting to me how easy it is to get out of a routine and have to start all over again as if you never have done it. It reminds me of running fitness. I used to run a lot and I was training for a 5K. I had this app on my phone called Runkeeper and I got fairly good at it. I did complete it because when it comes to fitness and things like that, I'm super competitive. So I'm on a little diet right now. There's nothing specific about it. I'm trying to eat healthy, but I already kind of failed because my friend took me to It's Sugar. Yeah, that's not really the best for someone like me who literally, I love candy and sweets so much. So I got gummy worms and Sour Patch and it was just, yeah, it was really, really good. And I've been struggling because I bought so much of it. Shame on me. So I've been eating it the past 2 days, even as recent as before I even hopped on here and started recording. I cannot. Anyways, I digress. So yes, I've been struggling with that work-life balance, right, of my real life and also my work life. And it kind of hit me genuinely out of nowhere. And it almost seems as though there's always a legitimate excuse for it or a reason for it, right? Where it's like, okay, this came up. So I wasn't able to do this. And also, even as it pertains to my podcast, which I've been very, very consistent with, I mean, arguably way more consistent than I have on my channel. And all of a sudden, I found myself, if I'm not home, I haven't been home a lot. And I'm not saying that as an excuse, but me not taking that, making that preparation and me thinking, okay, my podcast is super easy to do. I can honestly set up wherever it is that I am and get it up. I underestimated, you know, I guess my ability to actually get it done for whatever reason. Or I overestimated my ability to actually get it done. And so with that being said, it's like, okay, I'm forgetting things that I normally do on a weekly basis. And that's quite scary because what is the reason for it? And I couldn't really figure it out or identify it specifically because nothing dramatic or drastic has happened. And I feel like I've just been setting myself free of a lot of things, especially because when you are, how do I articulate this in the best way? I am a person who, I am Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I have a very strong faith-based life. That's how I live my life. And I'm trying to figure out the direction fully that I feel like God wants me to take with my channel, with my platform, period. And I know that that requires me to lean on him a lot. And ever since, you know, I came out with my groundbreaking podcast, Storytime, I really have been diving extra deep into like prayer and my faith. And it really has been helping me tremendously. And so ever since then, I feel like God has been giving me a lot of strength mentally. He has done that for me. At the same time, I'm just still going through the motions of trying to translate that and direct that into, you know, back into my channel and things like that, because I do have a lot of topics and things like that that I want to discuss with you guys. And I do have so much that I want to share. And I know that it seems frustrating and that it is frustrating that it's like, okay, when are you coming back? Like, we miss you. And I got to say, it does feel nice to be missed. And I'm finding that in all transparency, in these moments, I'm questioning myself. I'm like, okay, yes, people are saying that they miss you, but are they going to watch? Like, all of these different things are kind of going through my mind, and it contradicts everything that I'm doing in the background, which is, you know, studying the word and all of these different things. And so I'm just, that is the best way that I can articulate what is going on in my head mentally. But to talk about today's topic of authenticity, now the older that you get, there are just going to be certain things that you genuinely just do not care about anymore. I saw a post today that Hale posted, and I actually reposted it as well. And it says, let me see what I posted. It says, I have no interest in maintaining your perception of me. And I love that so much because the older that we become, the less you care. You don't care about what people is, you know, what people are thinking of you, what they are saying about you or anything, because you're just at peace with yourself. You don't feel the need to constantly demonize and villainize people's character because you're living your own life in solitude. Not in solitude, sorry. You're living your own life in peace and in solace. That's how you're living your life. And I also posted on my Instagram, I'll never regret the love that I gave anyone, even if it wasn't reciprocated. Love always comes back full circle, and that love is coming back to me in some shape or form. Keep putting love into the universe because it's coming back with interest. And this is something that I truly, truly, absolutely stand behind. When people ask me, what is my brand? I say that my brand is love and connection. And I saw a post by the same person that made the post of the quote that I said earlier of, I have no interest in maintaining your perception of me, which I'll get further into. But just to backtrack a little bit and to dive into that a little bit more, when you think about the perceptions that people have of you, right, especially in what it is that I do, being on the internet, things like that, people are always going to have something to say about everything. The older that I've become, I realize there is always something you could say about someone. There's always a way to twist someone's words, twist the story, make someone look bad, demonize someone's character. Someone can have, you know, a happy relationship, and someone can be like, no, well, I heard this and I heard that. Or someone can have, you know, a picture and someone saying, well, I don't like how her nail polish is chipped on her pinky toe or something like that. There's just always something that you can say about everything, about everybody. And it's just like people living their own lives, whether it's authentic or not, okay, it's going to do two things. It's going to inspire people and it's also going to trigger some people. We're going to focus more on the triggering, but let's talk about the positive, which is authenticity, inspiring people, right? It's going to allow people to be themselves. I hope, and I aspire to inspire. I hope that in listening to my podcast, that it gives you that sort of pep in your step, that it feels like we're just having a nice conversation. I don't know. Maybe my voice is soothing to you and you just like to listen to it on your way to work or maybe while you're working out, whatever it is. And to be honest with you, I listen to my own podcast too. And I say that in the least conceited way. I just think that a lot of the times when I'm doing this, I feel like it's just God speaking through me and giving me a message. And so I'm not paying that much attention to every single word that I'm saying. I'm kind of just in flow. And then after I'm like, whoa, that was pretty good. I like what I said there and things like that. So authenticity is also going to exude confidence without you even trying. We all know people in life that are just tryhards. I mean, it is just, it's not rolling off the tongue. It's not giving effortless. It's giving, I'm trying. And anytime you try to do something, people can see that. People can feel that. Because why? Energy does not lie. Energy is not, you know, fake or whatever the case is. And there actually is there's a Bible verse in Proverbs that basically says, in layman terms, to not praise yourself, but allow others to do the praising of yourself for you. Because I'm sure we've all encountered people in our lives that are always telling us how they are. Or we've dated a guy. I'm a super honest and upfront person. I never lie. You know, I'm just super authentic. I'm all these different things. Really? Are you? Oh my God, no way. And they happen to be the antithesis of what it is that they were trying to sell you. Isn't it funny? So you have to be, you know, a little careful and you have to be cautious of people that are trying to sell you things, okay, and give you a lot of lip service, but it's not aligning with their actions, which is the antithesis of authenticity, right? But again, we're discussing the positive things. When you are authentic to yourself, all right, you are free. You're not hoarding these, negative thoughts or things in your life, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. You're not hoarding them. There's a Bible verse. I don't know why I cannot remember it, but it's out of the heart flows what's going on, you know, in your mind. I don't know if I said that correctly, but there is. My apologies, guys, for my phone. But there is a lot to be said when someone is just spewing out negativity, negativity, negativity. And that's obviously what's flowing out of their heart, you know. And when you are a free person, you are just living your life. You're just in the moment. You're present. You don't feel the need to do certain things. This is something that I can only articulate but so well because it is something that has to come with experience. So it's kind of like if you know sort of thing. And if you can't catch on, it's because you haven't lived through an experience like that yet. You know, I find that in most instances when people are the most, I guess, like overly anxious and like jovial about certain types of things. They want to share everything. But I think that the best type of dynamics and life is best lived when it's just coming from a place of solitude and peace and things like that. And anytime, you know, I remember when I was in church and this lady, she said, and I'm sure I've mentioned this on another podcast, she said that the person that you're meant to be with is going to give you a peace. They're going to give you peace. They're going to give you stillness, things like that. They're not going to make you feel like super anxious and so emotionally wrecked or, you know, so emotionally up and down. And I remember thinking at the time, what are you talking about? That feeling of nervousness and that's exciting. Like, you know, No, being with the wrong person, like I said, someone quoted on Instagram the other day, for me, is that it is bad for your nervous system. When you are coming from a place of freedom, you are at a state of rest, okay? And you're at a state of peace. And when people disrupt that, and let me tell you something, these types of situations come from left field. They come out of nowhere. They're so skilled at, you know, at they're in their tailor to your own life that you don't even see or recognize that you're in them until it's too late, or you're just really like in the middle of, you know, you're in the thick of it, I should say. But being authentic to yourself will also allow people to, you know, or inspire people to start living in their truth. And let me tell you this, being authentic to yourself is not always easy, angels, because why? It is a lot of the times the road less traveled. You only begin to care less as you age, or at least you should. And people that are always doing things to keep up with the Joneses, whether that be, you gotta have every new shoe, you gotta have every new this. Now, hey, I am guilty of always wanting every new iPhone. I mean, seriously, I am an Apple product junkie. Let me just put that out there. But you guys understand, and you're picking up what I'm laying down. But at the end of the day, if you find yourself always wanting to pick, you know, keep up with the Joneses, I have seen some crazy things, okay? That is just crazy to me. I have seen people not getting along, and then the camera comes out and they are posing for Instagram, and I am just flabbergasted by the entire like show. I mean, I just really have never seen anything like it. I have seen people, you know, say that they love people and they are, you know, in the next, like, you know, 3 seconds, they're with someone else. And I'm just like, okay, like that does not make any sense. That's not an authentic move, because when you do truly love somebody, it's just simply not like easy. I don't want to say possible, but it's certainly extremely difficult to just move on and kind of act like that person never happened and kind of keep that person going on. It would be really difficult to do that, and it's just wasting a lot of energy. So living in your truth also, okay, is this leads me to how authenticity will trigger people. Living in your truth will trigger people because of the fact that you living your authentic life, when people are not aligned with themselves, it's going to bother them. Okay, everything you do is going to be a problem. They're going to take issue with everything, because, and also being bored. Some people do not take being bored very, very, very well. Okay, when people are bored, they're hate watching. They're villainizing you behind your back. They're doing shady and shicey things. They are formulating opinions of you for no reason. They're sticking their nose so far into your own business that they have to go so far back to get to their own. It'll take them, I mean, till kingdom come. That's just how some people are. And it triggers them because how are you so genuinely happy? You ever meet someone where every good thing they just can't possibly believe that that's it? Like everything sounds too good to be true to them because one, they've never experienced it. So they feel like it just simply doesn't exist. Or they just feel like things are too good to be true because they were hurt. And when things went well for them, maybe that experience has hurt them. So it's triggering a memory for them. And you have to understand that not only are those not your people, but that is also not your problem. For people to be triggered by you just living your own life, even on the internet. Do you guys remember back in the day in like the OG YouTube days where I'm not speaking for everyone, but I'm genuinely talking in general, where people would show their Christmas list and people would be like, not trying to be braggadocious or anything. Just want to leave that as a disclaimer that I'm totally not bragging on anyone. I work really hard for my money and all these different things. And I always felt bad when YouTubers had to give that disclaimer because I'm watching diligently like, ooh, let me see what you got. Like, I love stuff like that. I love seeing what people get. I love watching luxury hauls. Like, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, wow, like, look what this person has. This is so possible for people to get. Like, this is within our reach, people. And then other people in the comment section like, well, why'd you have to show that you had a Swarovski Christmas tree? I don't know. I don't even know if that exists. I'm just throwing that out there. Why did you have to, you know, show how big your house was in the background? I feel like you're just trying to brag. All these different things. Like, girl, why are you so triggered by someone showing that they're happy? Huh? Okay. Why? Because people are happy, it's not real. It's fake. All of these different things. Why is that? And also, more importantly, whether it's real or not, why are you so invested? Why are you so invested in whether or not people are being real or fake? Like, you have to be so careful of people that are so obsessed with who's being real and who's not. Like, what is the deal here? Get a life. Get a life and get it fast. Get it soon. Get it quickly. Because it's not adding up. Okay? I'm not really understanding. It's not adding up here. So it has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. And people are so nosy a lot of the time that they genuinely really think that all of their business, all of your business, it is their business. Absolutely not. And you have to understand that you cannot feel guilty for being yourself. You have to keep on being you. People are going to try and tear you down, erode at your personality, turn you into a million different people, and then you turn into those different people, and they're still not going to be happy. They're still not. There's going to be people, even for myself, they're either going to be, you know, like, oh, she never uploads, I'm done with her. Or they're going to be like, listen, whatever it is that she's doing, whatever it is that she's going through, I'm going to be here when she gets back. That's it. That's it at the end of the day. And I am fortunate to where, yes, I do have amazing and positive supporters. So I'm very fortunate. But I also am not blind to the reality of what maybe some people may think. Do I care about anything negative that people have to say? Absolutely not. I genuinely don't. But I am aware that it's out there, all right? You have to understand that authenticity in yourself might make people leave your life. When you have boundaries, you have respect for yourself and things like that, you may not want to continue into the same festivities. Let's say you're in a relationship and your friends want to go out and party. Oh my God, you've changed. Like, why you used to be so fun. You don't want to go out with us anymore. Like, ew, like, don't let people change you. And the only people that have a problem with change or whatever the case is are people that are benefiting from the fact that from the old version of you, okay? People love bringing up your past when they are still in your past, doing the same stuff you used to do in your past. I'm not worried about it, so why are you? Girl, you used to do this when you were single, girl. You used to do that. I don't care, girl. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to do it. I may still be single, but I still don't want to do it. What are you saying right now? So I'm not allowed to change my mind. I'm not. And notice this, angels. It's always when you want to do better for yourself, people take such, you know, issue with it. Make it make sense, please. Like, I seriously need help on aisle 3. And it's just really unfathomable to me how people are always want to bring up things that they thought in your past or things that they feel from your past into your future. Really, it's really giving hatred. It's really giving, I can't get over it. It's really giving obsessed. It's giving ridiculous. It's giving clown behavior. And it's just like, yeah, like let's say you're in a relationship and you know, I had a friend and he was dating this girl. And they've known each other for like quite some time and they broke up and nothing crazy happened with them. But I guess I don't know the reason why they broke up when they were, you know, when they used to date. So they got back together and like the guy, one of his friends was kind of just like, I don't feel like your girlfriend is good for you. And personally, I think that maybe that girl is secretly in love with him. Why she's saying that? Because there's really no hardcore evidence for her to feel like that girl is not good for you. Mind you, his friend telling him this has a man who deals with, I mean, all types of asinine things, and her life is pretty ridiculous, to say the least. So for her to have such an opinion is so ridiculous as well. So it's just very interesting how people, they say things because they think that they're trying to protect you. Oh, girl, just come out. Like, oh, my God, it's not that serious. If you don't come out with us, like, it's like you never want to do anything with us. So you mean to tell me that the only way for us to connect is for me to be, you know, participating in these behaviors that like going out every 5 seconds, getting drunk all of the time, all these different things. That's the only way for us to hang out. So clearly, that's the only activity that you want to do. And if I don't want to participate in them anymore, then I guess that means I'm just not your friend anymore. Well, then I guess not. Okay. You have to understand that happy people, I will say this till I turn blue in the face, happy people don't do certain things. Happy people do not hate on people, okay? And judgment is a real thing. And we judge people so much for simply being themselves. And we have to stop and ask ourselves, all right, what is this triggering in me? What self-reflection can I do so that I'm not finding issue with somebody just simply being themselves? And even if someone is pretending to be a certain way or whatever, so what? Let them pretend. Let them do whatever clownery that they want to do. Put on whatever show they want to do. Move on. The show goes on. Okay? Because when we hate and judge on others, it's never about them. It's always about us. Okay? And it's all about the insecurities and projections that we are having. Because there may have been a time in your life where you have pretended, or you have been like maybe a try hard, or you weren't being as authentic as you should have been, or as you could have been. And so that's triggering you, right? It's kind of like, I gave this example a long time ago where it's like, all right, let's say you have an extremely overweight person and they lose weight and they get slim. And then all of a sudden they are demonizing and hating on everyone who was once where they used to be. That doesn't make sense, but psychologically, here's what's going on. Here's a little mini deep dive. Psychologically, because you are so traumatized and you were in such maybe a place where you didn't like that you were in that place, you now hate it. So anyone that reminds you of that lack of control, that love for food or whatever it is that used to be, maybe alcohol, whatever it is that your vice was, you now hate that thing. You despise it. You don't want to be around it. You look down on it, even though you used to participate in it, because that is our way of deflecting and leveling ourselves to make ourselves feel better than that situation and rising above that situation. So we have to demonize it in order to fully set ourselves apart, because we're so disgusted by where we once were. To see it being mirrored back to us is extremely triggering. That is how that works. Okay, that's why you can have maybe a girl used to be a bit promiscuous in her past, and now all of a sudden she's Mrs. Purity. And so she's super judgmental about, you know, girls that maybe reflect a lifestyle in which she used to have, or you never know what it is that is going on in people's minds. And that's why it's so important that we really learn as we grow and as we develop that we cannot expect ourselves out of people. We cannot. It does not make sense. The more you expect yourself out of people, the more disappointed that you're going to find yourself, because people will never be you. Okay, you have to learn these life lessons. You have to understand that, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, that other people, they sometimes mirror things in ourselves, okay? That we have the capability to, a lot of the time, project things onto others. And there's just so much that we have to learn. And in life, we're always making a choice. Okay, and choosing to be authentic is a powerful and intentional process, and you're always choosing. You're always one decision away from making the next best decision or going backwards, okay? You have to understand that when it comes to choice, I'm looking at this post by this girl on Instagram, S-A-L-I-I-N-E, Celine. I think it's Celine. That's how you pronounce it. She has a great page, which really inspired this episode today.
And she has a post on choosing. And she says, you are always choosing. If you don't like where you are in life right now, you can choose to change it. Don't let others choose for you, because that would no longer be your choice. May your choices reflect your hopes and not your fears. Choosing is powerful and an intentional process. Choosing not to do anything is also a choice. Thinking about the problem is a choice. Choosing, you can choose to find a solution. Forgive your past choices and learn from them. Don't demonize your past decisions, guys, because you're hurt from, you know, you're triggered by the memory of something. It's so easy to villainize and demonize people all of the time because you feel like you're just so far from it. And that's never the way to simply be authentic, because at the end of the day, being authentic to you is going to cause you peace. It's going to make you, you know, just in a state of rest. And it's going to allow you to truly come from a place of freedom where it's like, hey, whatever comes, comes, whatever goes, goes. And I'm at peace with it no matter what. I'm in my own lane. I'm paying attention to myself. I'm rooting on others, because nothing good comes from being negative ever in life. And that's not to get into toxic positivity and that whole whatever that is. It's being real. And it's being living by faith, right? And not living by sight. There will be so many instances that will trigger you, things that will really beg to get you out of character, whatever it is, but you still need to be authentic. And you have to understand, like I said, it will trigger certain people. It will do that. But you have to still stand true and just be yourself, okay? So thank you so much, angels, for listening to this episode. I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next one. Mwah.